Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I am Nupur Rajay and I'm live at the 61st ASH Conference in Orlando, Florida. Today I will be reviewing the results of a study titled Safety, Clinical Activity, Pharmacokinetics and Pharmacodynamics from a Phase 1 study of PF06863135. This is a B-cell maturation CD3 bispecific antibody in patients with relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. Now, the name of this is fairly complicated, but what it essentially is a bispecific T-cell engager. And from here on, I'm going to call it PF3135. What this is a fully humanized monoclonal antibody, which targets on the one hand BCMA, and on the other hand, it targets CD3, and it's bound to an IgG. G2A humanized locus through a linker, and what it essentially does is the BCMA compartment goes and targets the tumor cell or the multiple myeloma cell, and the CD3 compartment targets the T cells, activates the T cells, brings the T cells to the tumor, and is then supposed to activate these and cause killing of the myeloma cells. So in essence, what this really is an off-the-shelf monoclonal antibody wherein we're using the power of immunology, the power of our own in vivo T cells. We are activating them against the tumor in this specific situation. Now, all of you are familiar with the target, which is BCMA. This stands for B cell maturation antigen. And as a target, it is actually pretty much expressed in most multiple myeloma patients, if not all myeloma patients. And very little of this BCMA target is expressed on normal tissues, therefore making it a really good targeted approach for all of these sort of immune strategies in this patient population. With this first-in-human study, what we essentially wanted to do is obviously study the safety of this. We wanted to ramp up the doses of this. This was done in a classic kind of 3+3 design, which all of you are familiar with increasing dosing of the drug, with the idea of trying to find out what the maximum tolerated dose of 3135 is going to be. And we also wanted to come up with what the recommended phase 2 dose in clinical testing would be going forward. So, I'm happy to say that we have actually treated 23 patients on this conjugated or the bispecific antibody. It's given intravenously, essentially a 30-minute infusion. And as of right now, we've been using it at a weekly dosing schedule. We've treated, like I said, 23 patients. The median age of these patients was about 65 years. We've gone all the way up to 82-year-olds as well, suggesting that in general, this is an extremely well-tolerated treatment. For the first dose, given that this is a bispecific T-cell engager, we did hospitalize our patients because you do anticipate seeing, when you engage the T-cells, certain toxicities, specifically like cytokine release syndrome or neurotoxicity. And that's why the first dose was given in-house so that we can observe our patients. Most of these patients were very heavily pretreated. Their median lines of prior therapy were 11. And a lot of them, actually, this is the only probably BCMA-directed strategy which allows a prior BCMA-directed strategy, and about 21% of our patients had seen CAR T cells before they came onto this protocol. 60% of the patients we treated were relapsed multiple myeloma, 40% had refractory disease. This, as I said, was a first-in-human dose escalation study. What we found on the study were the mutant duration of treatment was about 4 weeks. They'd gotten that much. We did see some treatment-related adverse events, but most of them were grade 1 and 2. We did see cytokine release syndrome, suggesting that we are able to engage the T cell component. That was seen in about 24% of patients. The thrombocytopenia and anemia which was seen was probably mostly disease related. We did see fevers in about 10% of patients, and we do believe that the fevers were related to this bispecific T cell engager. Outside of that, we've not had any grade 4 or 5 treatment related adverse events. We are continuing to ramp up the dose, and we haven't reached the MTD in this. We've looked at the pharmacokinetics and the pharmacodynamics of this agent, which was another primary aim of this study. And what we are able to show quite nicely is we are able to engage the T cells the way we wanted to. And if you look at the PK of this antibody, we are able to see that the half-life of this drug is anywhere between 4 to 8 days, and therefore the weekly dosing of this drug. Now again, this is an ongoing trial, so to talk about responses, it's a little too early, and we may just be around at the dose levels where we are beginning to start seeing efficacy. Having said that, we have seen one patient who's actually had a complete response to this. We've had another patient who's had minimal response, and we've had about 6 patients who've had stability of disease and who've been able to continue on this, and maybe their responses will deepen over time. 9 of these patients have obviously experienced disease progression, and most of these were on the very low dose levels. So it's too early again to talk about clinical benefit, but I think the bottom line here is this is a drug which is doing what we expected it to do. It is engaging the T cells the way we wanted it to do, and the pharmacokinetics and the pharmacodynamics of this BiTE antibody seem to be very acceptable, and we are looking forward to continuing to ramp up the dose. One of the other things that we're going to work with the same 3135 is to move it to a subcutaneous version in some of our patients going forward.